This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, November 29th. A 16-year-old guest tragically passed away after falling from an inward-facing balcony onto another balcony aboard Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas. This first reported by TMZ and then confirmed later by the cruise line. The incident occurred on Saturday during the ship's voyage from Port Canaveral over to the Bahamas. Following the fall, an announcement was made on the ship requesting passengers to donate blood. The teenager later passed away in a hospital. Royal Caribbean expressed their condolences, stating that their hearts go out to the family of the deceased and, out of respect, declined to comment any further. And two popular cruise ports, Cozumel and Costa Maya, are considering implementing a $5 per person tax on cruise ship passengers. Now, cruise lines would collect this tax at the time of the cruise purchase and then remit it to the state in Mexico. The $27 million potentially raised will be intended to enhance infrastructure and bolster the state's response to natural disasters like hurricanes. The new tax is slated to begin on January 1 of 2025, if passed. And Carnival Cruise Line is preparing for the launch of its new ship, Carnival Jubilee, on December 23rd. The ship will start its journey from Eemshaven, Netherlands, on December 3rd, then moving to Bremerhaven, Germany, for the handover ceremony. Ownership will officially transfer to Carnival Cruise Line on December 4th. Then the ship will sail to Tenerife on December 10th for refueling and supplies before heading to Nassau, and then eventually Galveston on December 20th, just in time for its first Christmas sailing on December 23rd. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation flat 14.63. Royal Caribbean down 1%, 105.69. And Norwegian up 1%, 14.48. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.